coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family and you want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. Our show this week is sponsored by Center Shot Indoor Gun Range, centershotgunrange.com. Go ahead and check them all out. They will teach you how to shoot. They'll give you a place to shoot, and they are always a perfect 70 degrees. When it's 90 outside, they're 70. When it's 10 degrees outside, they're 70 degrees. So check them out right now, centershotgunrange.com in Door, Michigan. All right, I want to talk about anarchy today. Anarchy, rioting, all the stuff that's going on across the country. I ran across an article in The Blaze, you know, Glenn Beck's network there. Actually, I heard it on his show. They were talking about a guy in Portland. And Portland interests me because I have, all my in-laws live in or near Portland. So it's interesting to me, and that's where my wife grew up. So, boy, I tell you, I'll just read you this article here. More details on driver beaten by violent Portland protesters. This is like almost a daily thing over there now, right? This is from OregonWatchdog.com. The news of the savage attack on Portland resident Joe Hall by leftist protesters has made national news in the New York Post. Okay, they interviewed them, and Joe Hall said, "I have a partially collapsed left lung, two lower vertebrae fractured, on top of five broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and head trauma." Hall said to Fox 12 from his Legacy Emanuel hospital bed. He says he doesn't regret anything he did on Thursday afternoon. You know, that last statement, that just astounded me. Go, well, I think I'd regret a lot of things I did on that particular day. Number one was going to Portland, okay? And this just highlights everything that I say. You know, when you talk about prepping, preparing for hard times, all that stuff, man, if you live in the city, get out of the city. The bigger the city, the less often you should go there. That's the basic rule, because what's going to happen? You know, it's not the countryside. Out in the country where I live, it's not going to break down. There's not going to be total anarchy because you're surrounded by people who care about you. You know your neighbors. You know who they are. You're probably related to them. Okay, you know, or you've known them your whole life. So it's not the countryside that has to worry. It's the city that where you need to be concerned. So if you live in the city, get out of the city. If you work in the city, make a change. Okay, unless you absolutely have to go there, don't go there. Especially Portland. Oh my gosh, folks. Why would anyone in their right mind go to Portland? Don't do it. He says he doesn't regret anything that he did. Let's just read through this, his story here, and see if there's anything that, if it were you, would you regret doing it? All right, the Oregonian recounts the story. He said he then noticed the moped following his truck and a man screaming on a handheld radio to stop his truck. When he reached Michigan Avenue, Hall said another vehicle blocked his path, and all of a sudden, I have three or four people around me with what to him looked like AR-15s and AK-47s. Now, you know what? I would have hit the accelerator long before that. Man, I got someone following me on a moped talking in a radio. I'm out of there. Because that's not normal. That's an anomaly. Especially in downtown Portland. Okay? Number one, don't go to Portland. Number two, if you're in Portland, leave. That's simple. Hall said he grabbed a hold of a non-lethal handgun that can shoot hard pellets to try to get the people to clear the way and hadn't realized there was a march until people circled his truck. There's some more things that I would be regretting. Number one, the non-lethal handgun in a riot, guys with AK-47s and AR-15s, and you go to a non-lethal pellet gun. That's stupid. Okay, the best thing he could have done was hit the gas, get out of there. So they're surrounding his truck. He said he heard a woman outside on a megaphone yelling at the crowd to let him go. But the people continued to block his truck and call him a Nazi. Well, you know what? That's what Antifa people do. They're the Nazis, but they psychologically project on us normal people. We're the Nazis, and they're sane and rational. Wrong. They're screaming and yelling at me, claiming I was out there trying to run people over. Well, maybe because you got AK-47s and you're blocking people's path and pointing guns at them. That might have a little bit to do with it, you know? He said, I was trapped. A vehicle in front of me trapped me in. I couldn't go forward or around. Actually, you could. You could have. And that's another regret. You know what? It's blocking me in front of me. I'm backing up. I'm going to get a running start. You know, he was in a truck. I would have pushed that vehicle out of the way. I am not going to stay there where people are pointing, battle rifles at me with hostile intent. I'm going to get out of there. I'm driving a 3,000-pound bullet. And hey, you know my mobile defense command post, you know, my Dodge Ram 2500, damage to the Ram, but at least I don't have 5 broken ribs and 2 broken vertebrae, okay? You got to take these folks seriously. Someone points a gun at you, especially an AR-15 or an AK-47, you have to believe that they're actually going to do something with it. All right, Hall is seen on video standing outside the driver's seat of his red pickup. Okay, what's he doing outside? Why did he get out of the truck? That's crazy. Don't unlock the truck. Stay inside the truck. Make them come to you. If they come to you, there's a funnel. That's called a kill zone, okay? I'm inside my vehicle. I got my Ruger 5.7 there. You know, I've got 50 rounds of ammo there in my glove box. I've got an extra magazine of 20 rounds, and I got 21 in the gun right now. And he said he had 5 or 6 guys. That'll do it. But again, the best thing to do, use the 3,000-pound bullet. Step on the gas. Get out of there. But instead, he gets out of the truck with a non-lethal device, and he threatens them. He warns them. He said, you have about 5 seconds to lower that weapon. 5 seconds? My gosh, you know, with an AR-15, he can get about 20 rounds off in your body in 5 seconds. As others respond that his truck is a weapon. That's right, it is a potential weapon. So why didn't he use it? He should have used it. When he went around to the back of the truck, he said several people in the crowd remained hostile and pointed handguns and rifles at him. Folks, that's legal justification for deadly force right there. It is. You know, so many of us concealed carry holders, we walk around with guns and we still don't know when we can shoot and when we can't shoot. And I got to tell you, folks, just because someone is political, it doesn't mean you can't shoot them. They point a rifle at you with ill intent, you are legally justified in using deadly force. Now, I'll preface this by saying, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you legal advice. I get in a situation like this, and someone points a rifle at me, I'm going to assume that he's going to pull the trigger. If I can step on the gas and get out of there, I am. If I can't, then we're getting in a gunfight, and I'm probably a better shot than he is. Folks, you need to practice. Get good at headshots. He said he stepped out of his pickup and someone snatched the keys from the truck. Well, there you go. And he didn't regret that either. You know, Joe, you should have regretted a lot of things you did that day because you made a lot of really bad choices. It's not your fault this happened to you, but you should have some regrets. And I think you need to, you know, do some good soul searching and say, gosh, did I do the right thing that day? He's probably going to have about 6 months laying on his back to think about this. Man, I tell you, he said several people in the crowd remained hostile and pointed handguns and rifles at him. All right, well, that's what Antifa thugs do, right? He said he then pulled his .38 caliber pistol from his pants and headed into the fray. Okay, folks, don't take a 5-shot revolver to a riot. Don't try and defend a .38 caliber pistol against AR-15s and AK-47s and a crowd of hostile Antifa folks. That's really stupid. That 5-shot revolver will get you out of a mugging against one person. Okay? One attacker, 5 rounds, okay, yeah, you can do that. But a 5-shot revolver against a crowd with battle rifles? That's really, really stupid, folks. You know, he, at that point, he may have been better leaving the pistol in his pants. I'm so amazed that people think this way. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, some of you out there, you're thinking, Skip, you have no sympathy for this man at all. And I do. You know, I have regrets. I regret that he did so many stupid things here. You know, I regret that he was in Portland. Don't go to Portland. You know, the whole country should boycott Portland. Don't go there. It's not safe. It's stupid to go there. I regret that he got out of his vehicle. I regret that he stopped his vehicle. I regret that he didn't run the little SOBs over. Those people are there to hurt you. They've demonstrated over and over again that they will hurt people. They'll kill people. You have to take these people seriously, folks. And here's the kicker. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because things like this aren't getting better. They're getting worse. It's getting worse, folks. These people, they're out there. And the longer Joe Biden is in office or the Democrats are in the White House, the worse it's going to get. Because the Democrats, they are the party of anarchy. They are. Antifa, that's part of their army. Okay? They're spreading chaos, mayhem everywhere they go. And we saw that, year and a half ago, even right here in Grand Rapids. Okay? Not a huge town by any stretch. It's going to get worse. If you're going to carry a gun, you need to know when you can use it and when you can't use it. If you don't, you're going to be like Joe Hall here, and you're going to get your butt handed to you. He was legally justified in using deadly force with the truck and with the handgun, but he didn't do it. And they knew that. These kinds of people, they can smell fear. They can smell indecision. And they knew he wasn't going to shoot. You know, they took the gun away. You know, folks, you gotta think. You got to think. And you have to know. You have to know fluently. Okay? If you're going to live in Mexico, you don't learn, 10 words of Spanish. You become fluent in Spanish. Well, if you're going to live in the United States of America these days, with everything that's happening, you have to be fluent in the use of deadly force. When can I shoot and when can I not shoot? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm about done with my rant here. But you know, what would I have done? I'd have hit the gas. Well, number one, I wouldn't have been in Portland. Number two, if I got stuck in a riot even in Grand Rapids or beautiful downtown Hastings, that happens to me, I'm hitting the gas. If you're in front of my truck, sucks to be you. Because I am not going to lay in a hospital bed with 5 broken ribs, 2 broken vertebrae, a concussion. That's just not going to happen to me, especially if my family's with me. If my family's with me, you just better get out of the way. Because if you don't, sucks to be you. Okay, hey, but aside from that, lots of good things happening. I am getting ready for hunting season here. It's a youth hunt this weekend. I'm taking out Phoenix, 11-year-old Phoenix, and Cedar, the 15-year-old. We're going to see if we can fill that freezer with venison. At least get one or two deer. That would be great. But other than that, we're just canning a lot of food. I just finished a new book called Sunrise Reflections, Finding Hope in Hard Times. I mean, well, for the last 10 minutes, I've been talking about bad things happening, right? But you know what? There's a lot of good in the world out there, and you got to focus on that. Protect against the bad, focus on the good, and let's get through this. Because, folks, I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. So you can check out this book. It's on Amazon.com. I've got it up there on Kindle and in hard copy, and I'm working on the audiobook right now. Well, that's about it for this episode. Make sure that you check out our sponsors, Centershot Indoor Gun Range, CentershotGunRange.com. Check them out there. They've got ammo, they got supplies, they got good guns, and they're nice people, and they're American military veteran friendly. Okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, Your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train. Stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!